This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Britons voted on Thursday in a parliamentary election that is expected to bring Keir Starmer's Labour Party to power, sweeping away Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's Conservatives after 14 often turbulent years. Opinion polls put Starmer's centre-left party on course for a landslide victory, but also suggest many voters simply want change after a period of infighting and turmoil under the Conservatives that led to 5 prime ministers in 8 years. Officials announced on Thursday a French government spokeswoman was attacked on the campaign trail days before France's decisive election, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Prisca Thévenot, who's a candidate for the Macron-led centrist Alliance Ensemble, was putting up electoral posters with her deputy and a party activist near Paris when the group attacked them, according to Prime Minister Gabriel Attal. Thévenot was not injured, but the Wednesday night attack left her 2 colleagues in hospital. A probe into an armed assault against a public official has been opened, but there's no clear motivation behind the attack yet. 4 people, including 3 minors, are in custody. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Russian court on Thursday sentenced U.S. citizen Robert Woodland to 12 and a half years in maximum security penal colony, finding him guilty of attempting to sell drugs, Woodland's lawyers and Moscow's prosecutors said. His lawyers told Reuters Woodland, who was detained in Russia in early January, had partially admitted guilt. Video footage released by authorities showed a shaven head Woodland inside a glass courtroom cage listening intently, but with little emotion as the verdict was read out. This is